radio program especially made for you. Zone 72, a radio program for youth and by youth, giving you a platform to talk about access of youth-friendly services, sex education, building the emotional, physical, and intellectual health of youth, and advocating for government policies to strengthen youth capacities. Tune in every Saturday at 4 p.m. to be part of the Zone 72 Youth Radio Program, only on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to yet another episode of Zone 72 Youth Program. And my name is Winnie Eric, your host for the program. Zone 72 Youth Program focuses on the rights and choices for all adolescents and youth, and the program as well emphasizes on the three-pillared global strategy for adolescents and youth, putting young people at the center of sustainable development. This program is brought to you in collaboration with the Canadian Association of Midwives and UNFPA, South Sudan. Zone 72 Youth Program airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on iRadio, your eye on South Sudan. In today's edition of the program, we are going to look at the International Day of the Midwives that is marked every year on the 5th of May, and get to know more about midwifery, the different ways of preventing unwanted pregnancy, and the importance of prenatal visits or antenatal care. Before proceeding with the discussions, let's have a brief background on the International Day of the Midwife. The International Day of the Midwife is annual celebration on the 5th of May, during which midwives across the world celebrate their profession. Midwives are women who possess practical knowledge about helping pregnant women during childbirth. Therefore, the day is also meant to recognize the contribution of midwives and their crucial role in ensuring the delivery takes place smoothly. This year, the day will be marked under the global theme, Follow the Data, Invest in Midwives. The theme seeks to highlight the progresses made in the profession over the years and to advocate for investment in quality midwifery care around the world, improving sexual, reproductive, maternal, and newborn child and adolescent health in the process. In helping ease new life into the world, midwives have put their own at risk in COVID-19 times, which has posed unique challenges to the midwives all over the world since its outbreak. In South Sudan, UNFPA reports indicate that more women die during pregnancy and childbirth than in nearly every other country in the world, yet the vast majority of maternal deaths can be averted or prevented with proper antenatal delivery and postnatal care services provided by midwives. So what is the role of midwives? What are the different ways of preventing unwanted pregnancy? And how important is antenatal care for both the mother and the baby? Well, for a better discussion on today's topic, I am now joined by Madam Polly Grace, a senior midwife, and Abraham Pieng, who is also a midwife, both working for Sanama. You are welcome to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio.
Thank you
very much.
Well, to start with, what is midwifery and who is a midwife? Abraham, I think I can start with you.
Okay, thank you so much. Good evening, dear listeners. It is a pleasure to be here with you today and to be joined by our senior midwife in the country. To join this program, June 72, and when we talk of the word midwifery, we are talking of the profession. It is a professional term that is used to describe a midwifery or a midwife, in another word. So it's a profession itself, like nursing.
Okay.
Like medicine.
And who could be a midwife?
when we talk of a midwife is a trained personnel who has undergone a training and qualified, licensed by the country to operate in providing care to the mothers and children.
Okay. Coming to you, Madam Polly, this year's International Day of the Midwife will be marked on the 5th of May, which is next tomorrow, I think. And what does this day mean to you as a midwife?
Thank you very much. This has meant a lot of things for us because, one, as a midwife, I'm happy that the International Day is for midwives. It means midwives in all over the country, they are recognized with their work and other things, particularly here in our country, because most of the people don't know the use of the importance of midwives and so on. But I'm proud to say that the world knows the importance of midwives. That is why we are going to celebrate.
Okay.
Just to add something, thanks so much. To us this year, globally, it means a midwife at the fundamental center in ending the preventable maternal and newborn death and achieving the SDG 3, which is reducing the global maternal mortality rate to less than 70% or to less than 70 per 100,000 live birth by 2030. And the country, South Sudan, is one of the countries that is in the front line because of our poor maternal mortality rate. And therefore, what does this year mean to us as a midwife? This year is very important in the way that it has coincided with the launch of the State of the World Midwifery Report. So this year is very important to us in a way that this launch is going to lead in a way that the world is going to be updated on the basis and the detail of the analysis of the midwifery workforce across the world. So it is very important. Not only that one, in South Sudan also, it has coincided with the South Sudan Nurses and Midwife Association Conference, which will also be held this month on the 4th, the 7th of this month. And also it is under the theme, South Sudan Needs Nurses and Midwife Now More Than Ever, a Vision for Efficient Health Care. So this year is very important to us in this way, or this International Day of Midwife is very important to us in that special way.
Okay. The theme for this year is Follow the Data, Invest in Midwives. How important is data if the country is to improve the work of midwives in South Sudan?
Yeah, thank you very much. The data is very important because that shows to us the number of midwives who are operating presently in our country here. And of course, we cannot tell exactly now the data because we are on the pipeline trying to get the certificates of nurses and midwives all across the country as a council to see who are the really qualified midwives. But actually, the midwives on the ground, they are very few. They are very few. They cannot meet the community's needs and so on. That's why we want to invest in more midwives to join us.
Okay.
As she mentioned, most importantly, the data is important to us in this way. It helps us in recognizing our effort. For example, in the last few years, South Sudan used to have a maternal mortality rate of 2,000 plus, or more than 2,000. But with this current update, it is telling us that the work of a midwifery profession has improved. The country is now at 700. You can see the gap that has been achieved in less than 10 years period. And this is the importance of data. It is telling us what are we doing. And therefore, following our data will help us achieve the dreams of reducing the maternal mortality in South Sudan or in the world by at least less than 70 deaths per 100,000 women of reproductive age who are delivering.
Okay. Madam Polly, as a senior midwife, what does a midwife do?
Well, midwife has a lot to do. First of all, they care for the mothers before, immediately after conception. Missing your period, you need to be under the care of a midwife. That is how they follow up in antenatal care cases. They detect risk cases and then also treat minor complications. And also, what they do a lot, they conduct even deliveries, safe deliveries. Mm. And then from there also, they need to get the baby should be alive. The motto of a midwife is no woman should die while giving birth. So that is their duty. They want to reduce maternal and neonatal death and prevent stillbirth.
Okay. So what are your positive challenges you experience as midwives? We can start with Abraham and then we come to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Positive experience go with the care that I provide in the facility. Mm-hmm. And what are those care that I do undergo with? Or what are those role that I do as a midwife? One of the most important thing, as you mentioned, is the care. And the care is broader. A midwife of these days are not only just a midwife trained only on how to deliver the mothers. These are midwives who are trained as a professional health care providers.
Mm.
They can act as a doctors in where there is no doctor. Taking history, sending these people to the laboratory for tests, coming back and prescribing the medication. They can do it. And most importantly, the care they do is they are divided it into groups. Most importantly is the ANC care, the antenatal care, care of the mother while pregnant. And it move with a lot of think, checking the mother well-being and the baby well-being while in the stomach.
Okay.
Care during delivery, making sure that the mother and the baby experience positive outcome is very important. Immediate care of this mother after delivery is very important, because you must monitor this mother to make sure that you see her going back into their normal non-pregnancy stage. The newborn child care is also very important. And therefore, it also goes together with education. You must make sure that you educate these mothers. What are you indicating them for? You must indicate them on the positive lifestyle. A positive lifestyle is the center of our health. And our health is everything in our life. The more you are healthy, they say that healthy is wealth. Because when you are healthy, you are able to do other things. What are the things that put these mothers at risk? Thing to do with cigarette smoking, thing to do with malpractices, multiple partners. They are not good with them and they are not healthy. Educating them on sexual reproductive health. More especially the midwife are advocate. What we are doing is already an advocate. We are here now feeding the people that we are unable to meet at one time, all of them.
Okay.
On air. And therefore, our positive experiences, what we experience positive, is only limited to few things. One of them is that making sure that you become an inspiring leader in the society. You lead with example, and you will find that people are talking about you, appreciating the work you are doing in the society. This is one of the positive things that we experience as a midwife. Another thing that we experience is the little support that the NGO society, and I mean the humanitarian part of it, the government are doing in training the other upcoming midwife, and also in making sure that the environment is safe for the work of, for you as a healthcare provider or as a midwife, to make sure that you do your work. Is very important to us. That's also another positive aspect of it. A continuity of profession is also another part of it, because with the world of today, you are able to continue with your studies while also still on what? On your duty. So with this one, these are the few things that I would say, that these are the positive experiences that we are experiencing as well as a midwife. Those are limited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Abraham, as a male, what challenges do you face in the field of midwifery? Because there are few men, you know, in that field.
Yeah, we really have a lot of challenges. And one of the major challenges is the community negative perceptions about the term midwife.
Like
they will say that the word midwife is only associated with the care of women, and as a man, it is not your duty to care for a mother. They only take midwife as only pulling out the child during delivery, but they do not take it as a profession. Midwifery is a profession that can provide all the basic nursing care as a nurse can do, as any other person can do. Most importantly, you will find that a hospital without a nurse or a midwife cannot move forward. But a hospital with the nurses and midwife, even without a doctor, can move on. Because these people, they are the frontline health care workers. And this challenge of the negative community perception is very, because you will even end up in an environment where a community will reject you. A mother will not say, no, I don't need to be touched by a man. No. Some communities are even reached to the level that they are writing some articles and documents that we don't need male midwife to take care of our wives. You see? So this is one of the major challenges that is there. Another challenge, which is also a major challenge, is also the challenge of insecurity. As a man, I am limited not to go to another part of South Sudan because of the insecurity purposes. You will end up being abused. You will end up even losing your life. And you will find that you feel insecure to go to some part of the nation. This is also another challenge. Another challenge also is the shortage of the supply and the equipment in the hospital. You know, when you see most of the hospitals are almost run with the donation.
Okay.
And you will find that some of the things are missing. And it will also result in a way that you are able to do the care, but what is required of you to provide that care is not there. A mother needs a specific medicine to be given to be administered to her immediately. Like in dawa de mafi. The medicine has to be bought from outside. The time this person is running to go and buy the medicine, the condition of my client is worsening, which is a very big challenge that is there. The low salary part of it. The salary is low and irregular. The salary alone cannot even provide me my daily transport for the period of a week. The government salary. With the current situation we are in now, it cannot even provide you with only a transport of one single full week when you are on duty. So the worst part of it is even irregular. You go 2-3 months without even having it. You may receive that salary not knowing even which man am I receiving. You see, so this is another big challenge which is also there. Another challenge also, let me talk of the early teenage pregnancies and marriage. This is one big challenge that we are facing in the facilities. These young girls are getting pregnant when their body are not fully developed. And taking care of these young people is one of the factors. Because of their body not being fully developed, it put them at high risk of them even end up losing their life. And we claim that we have the high mortality rate in South Sudan. You even end up being sent for operation. And in the operation, they have a lot of requirements.
Okay. Now,
Let me add also, yes, in security, he talked of male midwives facing the problem and so on. And this insecurity is also applying to the female midwives. Because now, you don't go to the facilities now, you find that most of the midwives, they don't wear a uniform because they are not sure of their security. So it is cross-cutting, not only for male.
Okay.
And also, madam, most importantly, there's shortage. You will even find that you are working on duty, you are only three, and you are the only one running the hospital, there are only three of you.
Okay.
And it is a must that you should be two on duty.
Mm.
All of you sometime end up being there, all of you, to make sure that the service runs smoothly. So the recruitment and the appointment part of it is limited and very low. There are not enough healthcare providers in some of the facilities. The workload is too tedious.
All right. Madam Polly, you didn't share with me your positive experience in the field of midwife. So what is it you can tell me as an expert?
It's a really good question. My positive experience, of course, as a midwife, number one, you will be liked by the client when you do good services to the mothers. After turning to a mother from antenatal up to delivery, at the time he comes back, sometimes he may give your name. He asks, who is you? Who is your name? And then can give your name to the son or the daughter because of your good services.
Mm.
And again, also, they will always be talking of you. Like if you are doing a very good antenatal care palpation, you see some mothers, they move. When you are many, they go at the side, they want to find out where you are operating. That is when they go to your side because they have a trust in you that you are a due person, something like that. I can remember in some facilities, because I've worked a lot of places in Uganda, Torit, even here in Juba, you find when you go to the market as a midwife, then the mothers would be looking at you and say, who is that? That is our midwife. Then when you want to buy something, say, no, don't buy. Give you freely. Then you feel really very happy that you are loved by the clients, and they respect you so much. That is actually what I feel.
That's great. So what is the importance of prenatal visit?
Prenatal visit is very, very, very important. Number one, you want to find out exactly whether the woman is pregnant or not pregnant by asking her last menstruation period. Then from there you come to physical examination, confirm whether she's pregnant or not pregnant. And if there are other things which is contradicting, which is not going well, then you notify the client early to go and get further treatment before it becomes worse. And of course, in the prenatal, not only caring of the mothers alone, you also find out how the fetus is. When a baby is in the stomach, we call it fetus.
Okay.
You want to find out whether this is a fetus or this is an abnormal thing growing. You know it because we are trained how to find out if this is a fetus or this is abnormal growth and so on. And you'll be able to follow up the pregnancy, whether it is continuing well or it is not growing or something like that. And from there, what you have to do, you also give health education to the mother of various things like nutrition, because during pregnancy the mother eats for two people, for her and the baby, and if she doesn't run anemic, because once you are anemic, that will be a problem to you and your baby. So these are the things done in the prenatal. And also these days we have this case of HIV, which is very, very important. All mothers who come for antenatal, they must be tested with HIV, which they call PMTCT testing, so that when you are found positive, then you will be advised to deliver in special hospital whereby your baby will not be contracted to HIV. This is a very important thing they are making. And also vaccination of the mother of tetanus, which is also very important, because any time when you have a cut wound and other things, it will affect the mother. That is where we start to reduce maternal death from antenatal up to delivery.
Okay, that's so great. And what should a woman do after birth, Abraham?
Yeah, what should a woman do after birth? Most importantly is, birth is always an experience where the mother, it depends on either the birth is positive experience or a negative experience. However, the aims of a midwife or the aims of the healthcare providers is mother having positive experience after birth. And immediately after birth, what should a mother do? A mother need to first listen to the advice of the healthcare provider. Most importantly, a mother also, before even how I've been delivering, she must make sure that she delivered in the healthcare facility. Because when you delivered in the healthcare facility, it helps a lot in a way that it will help in identifying whether this birth is a normal birth that doesn't need any special intervention. Another most important thing is that this mother will be monitored. Because, you know, we have a fear of bleeding after delivery. Nezip. And Nezip, they are the word Minhajat al-Ghatul Niswan Katir in South Sudan. It's one of the leading causes of maternal death in South Sudan.
Does it happen after birth?
Yes, it do.
Okay.
That is commonly known as postpartum hemorrhage, or PPH in short.
Okay.
So, usually it's very important because this mother will be monitored. Most important thing is also is the care of the newborn. Initiation of that bonding, creating the bonding between the mother and the newborn, it highly provides warmth to the baby, regulating the body temperature of the newborn. And the baby will immediately be initiated to breastfeeding. Because these days, vaccination is very important in a way that only just immediate vaccination, like immediately after birth, this baby has to receive what? BCG, which is very important for what? For tuberculosis. And this baby is protected for life. This baby will immediately receive what? Polio zero, which is very important in 14 days period of time. And this baby will continue to be vaccinated until a period of 9 months, and the child has already what? Most importantly also, this mother will be educated on the hygiene and sanitation. How important is it related to the health of the mother and the baby? Nutrition part of it. What should this mother be eating? At the level, even if she is unable to manage buying these chickens and this expensive thing, what local thing can she use? Most importantly also, let me talk about family planning part of it. You know, we are living in a situation where we feel like we need to be next to one another. And for you to protect your mind, you need to be with her. And therefore, family planning for Tamzimal Usura Fara Bill is very important in a way that this mother will be educated in exclusive breastfeeding, which is very important to the baby growth and development. And also, it is also a family planning method. Cheryl, in the first 6 months, you don't need to go for what? For maybe shirit or hubub, and this one is not needed anymore because it will help you to act as what lactation amenorrhea. Usari ta shanda ma bashum nizi bitak de lokanda ma shum nizi bitak mashakel bata himil ma bukun fogo. And it is very important here. So most importantly, what we always do need the mother to do is to make sure that she receives all the information she needs. She is given the medication. Example, immediately after birth, this mother needs to be given iron supplement and antibiotic. Reason being is to protect her from any other concurrent disease, and also to make sure that because of the blood loss, she has during pregnancy, that blood needs to be what? To be replaced.
All right.
Okay. I want to add on what Abraham has talked about it. The care is divided into two. There is immediate care after delivery of the mother, which he talked of control of bleeding and other things and so on. That is very important because we lose our mothers. The killing of mothers is this this postpartum hemorrhage. Let's say hemorrhage that kills the mothers immediately after delivery. And then again, establishment of the breast. You want to see that the breast is well formed and you can give the child to suck, some other thing like that. And also, what you have to do, he talked of a lot, of course, I cannot repeat. The other thing, the second phase is postnatal care. The immediate care, you take it, you do it when the mother is still with you in the facility, but after, when she's discharged, she has to come back. Here in our country, people think on only bringing the baby for immunization, but it's important for the mother to come because she needs to be checked also. See that the breast is well formed, is giving enough milk, is eating well, and the uterus where the baby has come through, has it gone back to its original place? Something of that to be checked. Her weight, and then with the family planning and other things follow also. Thank you.
Okay. How can one prevent unwanted pregnancy?
Well, that is a very good question. There are many ways of preventing unwanted pregnancy. First of all, I will even ask our listeners, in our facilities around Juba here, we have about five these youth-friendly centers. When you go to these youth-friendly centers, you'll get a lot of things that can assist you in preventing the pregnancy. There are many ways of preventing the pregnancy. Of course, one, you can make absentia. That one is when you meet with a man and so on, he does not pass the sperm. He draws up withdrawal, something like that, or he comes out from there. This is one of them. And then the other thing is, when you are breastfeeding, you need to breastfeed the baby. That said, exclusive breastfeeding will prevent you from having menstruation. But when you stop the child from feeding, you give water and other things and so on, already what your menstruation cycle will work and will start and you will get pregnant. That is one of them. And then there are other barrier methods. A lot of it, you can go to contraceptive methods, which you can now use some methods which are available in youth-friendly centers. You use contraceptives. You can use condom. Your husband can use condom. And of course, condom is for female also, but in here, it's not many. It's not there. People are mainly using this condom. Actually, condom is meant for prevention of pregnancy, but now people have taken it to other sites and other things, but otherwise condom was there long ago for prevention. You can use injection, and then IUD. These are all available in youth-friendly centers.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mama. Just to add on that, I just wanted to give this brief introduction. Most importantly is that unwanted pregnancy has now become one of the public health concern because it is related to so many health complications. Because of being an unwanted pregnancy, that's why even we have a lot of issues, things to do with the negative outcome of the pregnancy. It may be related to health complications such as what? Abortion. Mother may decide to say, I don't need this pregnancy because I did not plan for it. And abortion is associated with so many what? Problem. It may even lead to bleeding, and this bleeding can lead to death. While maintaining this pregnancy, it may even lead you to think to do with other underlying complications, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and even major problem is that one of the people may be lost on the either the mother or the child, or even both of them. Social issues. We are experiencing so many social issues, low socioeconomic status, or be because of the school dropout and so many things. However, the most important thing, we are recommending people that if you don't want to get pregnancy while you did not plan for it, please remember one thing. one of the methods that is up to 100% and is acceptable everywhere you go in the world is abstinence. Say no to sex when you don't need to get pregnant.
Mm.
And if you need to have sex and you don't want to get pregnant, what do you do? Kindly go to the nearby health facility and get advices or the service you want for you to stay safe.
Okay, thank you very much. Dear listener, you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UR on South Sudan. And that was Madam Polly Grace, a senior midwife, and Abraham Pieng, who is also a midwife, speaking. Our studio lines are now open. You can call on 0922-986-986 or 0911-986-986 to share your opinion, or you can send a text on 0913-986-986. Fimodu bitana alela nabi zekir yon bita dayat nuswan warujal ali giweledu nuswan. So maslan zekira de diamond fi yom kamsa shar kamsa kulu sena san kida alela anna asuma min dayat tanina fidakil studiata iza iRadio de Madam Polly Grace wo Abraham Pieng umon sheri ketir fogo chocolata dayat teriga alizol bihafis uma gisim to min hamel ali uoma jais fogo wo mohim bita doria fi kesif kan zol hamilan lo indak swal au indak risala le jamadi itapia gder serik mana tuwali fidakir studiata iza iRadio. Hello, is magunu darab minwen?
My
Stella Marhab.
I have a question.
You're welcome.
Now, what about who says maybe 6 months, then you go to period, and then others are advising us that if you use family planning, it's not good. Now, which advice can you give us?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm.
Thanks so much, Stella, for that question. We really appreciate it. Stella, if I fit you well, you are asking of someone using family planning and is missing the period for...
She was saying, what if it happens like you, somebody who give birth like her, and within that 6 months, you started menstruation already.
Okay.
And some people are saying, if you go for family planning, it's dangerous. What can like be done?
Okay, so it is period in the first 6 months and family planning is dangerous, right?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks so much, Stella, for that question. Two questions, we really appreciate it. One thing that we need to mention here clearly is it is normal for people to see the period, even if 1 month after delivery. It is normal, scientifically it's normal. However, exclusive breastfeeding is one of the factors that can keep your period not to return immediately. Shankrita Rada Janade Fizaman Diamond Shala Ikun Tamania Late Nasher or more in a day, it is very important. And when we talk of Rada De Kilita Rada Janade to the level that you really feel the baby has sucked the breast and she has feel everything has come out, that is it. So seeing your period while breastfeeding is normal, that is one thing. Secondly, it is abnormal in a way that sometimes it may be associated with things to do with stress. If you have experienced irregular, so what do you need to do in case you are experiencing irregular or it is irregular? If it is irregular, it is normal. If it is irregular, what do you need to do? Come to the nearby facility and seek more information. People saying that family planning is abnormal. Family planning is not abnormal. Family planning is very normal. It depends with the information that you have gotten. The question is, have you ever used a family planning and you experienced it abnormal? That is one. Did you go back and you do not get the right information to, or maybe a correction medicine? So the whole thing is that clearly that family planning, it depends which method you are using, and if that method is not compatible with you, we have so many methods that one can opt.
So are you trying to mean even if she started her periods in 6 months, she can still do family planning, right?
Yes.
Family planning is recommended 42 days after delivery. The okay. mother can take a family planning of her method.
Okay, thank you. Let's pick another call. I read you.
Oh.
Yes, please. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm not before to go down.
Yes, Magmunu. Marhab, Charles. Marhab.
Anna Candelaro. Family plan, they don't talk from.
Type of family planning. Thank you so much for that.
Let me pick first some calls okay. You can call back on the same line 09229869886 to share your contribution, or you can also ask question. I have guests with me in the studio. I radio.
Hi, Father Lokwe.
Marhab.
Okay, thank you so much. You are, yeah, the question is asking about exclusive breastfeeding. I understand the question. Simple for you, Charles. First and foremost, we have what are known as natural family planning method. Natural family planning method involves a thing to do with abstinence. Saying no to sex is a family planning method by itself because you are avoiding sex. Fertility awareness. Being aware of when are you fertile, zaman lokanta gabel marajel tabatala hamalan. Yala zaman lokanta gabel marajel tamabatala hamalan. This fertility awareness can be used of calendar. You can set your calendar and you mark your what? Your past day of menstruation, you calculated your what? Your ovulation day. It can be the use of temperature, right? You use your temperature. Every morning you check your temperature. You can use a what other thing? Mokas. Assessment of your mokas, the discharge. So that one is there. Another method of family planning, you have the barrier method, which are the use of condoms, right? The barrier method involves the use of condoms, the use of dye crafts, thing to do with the. So condoms involve most male and female, then the dye craft is only used by the female. We have the hormonal method. Hormonal method, this one includes the thing to do with pill, hubup, the COCs and the POVs and the emergency contraceptive pill. We are having the injectable part of it, the Sinopress and the depot. We are having the what? The implano, chirit. Algoku today. These are hormonal method. And then we have the IUCD now, which is the intrauterine contraceptive device, which is food into the mother. So these are the family planning method that we have. And if you need to understand more or understand them in detail, kindly see the health facility.
Okay. Yeah. Let me pick another call here. I read you.
Good evening
to
sir.
You. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm William.
You're welcome, William.
Thank you for this program. I would like to know two things here.
Yes, please.
Because you may see woman is breastfeeding, she go for family planning, and sometimes you may conceive while she's on family planning. What's the problem here? What is going on?
Okay,
thanks so much for that.
Well, secondly, if the woman conceives when she's on family planning and she's breastfeeding, what is to be done so that to live their life shall survive?
Okay, thanks so much for that. Yeah.
Yes,
I appreciate the question. We're having a question of exclusive breastfeeding. I think Mama Grace will take that.
I was talking about, yeah.
Okay, let me just answer this gentleman. When we talk of pregnancy and family planning, we have three things here that are involved. One thing is that which type of family planning are you using? Most importantly, we talk of the consistent and the correct use of this family planning method, right? Like thing to do with condoms. If you are using condom, you need to use it consistently and correctly. That is one thing. If you are using the hormonal method, sometime a woman will come to the facility when she's already pregnant. She might even be one day pregnant or 1 hour pregnant, 2 hours pregnant,
when
and she takes the method, right? And she doesn't know.
Okay.
She might be even be 1 week pregnant or even 2 weeks pregnant or some days pregnant. And she's not aware that she's what? She's pregnant, and then she takes the method. Another thing is that these are hormones. And for a drug to work in the body, it takes a certain time to what? To be effective. So when these mothers come, that's why we usually do what? Screening. And while taking this hormonal, for example, let me talk of the shirit. She has to at least use a certain backup method for a period of what? Or 3 days. She can either use condoms or she can even abstain for that 3 days. Why? So that the hormone is fully absorbed into the what? Into the body system and is able to what? To protect the pregnancy. So these are the some of the factors that are what? Considered. Another thing he was asking, what can you do to make sure that the mother continue with the what? With the pregnancy. Mm. When the pregnancy has been identified, whether this mother continue, for example, she had the shirid and the shirid is not removed, it will not stop the pregnancy. So the best thing is, what can she do when she has identified herself that she's pregnant while she's using a certain method?
Yeah.
Let her go back to the what? To the health facility. She will get what? A concrete advice and the service that she needs at that particular time. Mm. However, any family planning method will never affect the pregnancy that is already existing.
Okay. All right. Do you have something you need to add?
I know that is the belief on the people saying that family planning is not good, is doing this and that. But there's nothing that can affect. If once you find yourself pregnant, you are on family planning, go back to the facility, and then you'll be advised accordingly. So that next time, you will be aware, you will not make that mistake.
Okay.
We have one question that we did not answer.
Yeah,
the one of the Makui where he's asking, if the mother is working for the period of what? And she's working, right? And she can breastfeed her child maybe 5 times in a day. Sincerely speaking, this is health-wise not advisable to feed your child less than 8 times in a day. Reason being, when we talk of breastfeeding and exclusive breastfeeding, why is breastfeeding important? It is important for the health of both the mother and the baby. And this breastfeeding really helps in the normal growth and development of the child. So if the mother is working, advisably she can opt to use or find time to make sure that she can breastfeed her baby more than that.
Okay.
At least it's advisable.
All right, let me pick one call and then we go to our line of SMS. You can still call back, not forgetting that you are still listening to Zone 72 Youth Program on iRadio UI on South Sudan. And this program comes your way every Saturday at exactly 4 p.m. with me, Winnie Eric. And today we are discussing in commemoration of the International Day of the Midwife. And I have two midwives with me here inside the studio. If you have any question regarding midwifing, you can call straight away. I read you.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is William Ajang Ajang from Mazen Barakal State.
You're welcome, William Ajang Ajang.
Yes, I greeted everybody in the studio there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
we greeted
yes,
you.
I have a question that I want to ask.
Welcome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the question I want to ask you about what we are discussing about family planning is very good.
Thanks.
And sometimes there are some difficulties that are involved which result to affect the family. Sometimes the woman can live in the hospital and the doctors involved are asking her, but what are your challenges? Do you have challenges facing you, a lot of things? And that if the woman agrees, they will make a family planning with that woman. They will inject her or give her Zakra. And then that woman won't come until the husband. So those things, they will later come to affect the family and the husband will not know. And family planning, it is a planning between husband and wife. That's why it's called family planning, not a public planning. So how will that thing be? And also, is that thing good or is it right in the family planning?
Okay, thanks so much, sir. I think I will cut this short. You know, in the health facilities, we have what is known as what? Consent.
Mm.
And in family planning unit, we usually have what is known as what? Consent form. However, it is not advisable to provide service without a consent of both what both parties.
Yeah.
It is only advisable in a condition of violence, where the violence is in what? Is involved. This is where the healthcare providers will come in. But health-wise, it is not advisable to provide the what? The service without what? Without the consent or agreement of what? Of both parties.
Mm.
And I think if that thing is happening, maybe there's a violence involved.
Actually, in the facilities, when somebody wants family planning, normally is asked to come with the husband. If not, the husband writes a letter.
okay.
of concern that I want my wife to do this and that. I can even experience one of the facilities. A man is the one who came and looked for where family planning is. Then he went back and brought the wife. And that is a good thing.
Okay. Let me hope you got answer to your question. And there is somebody here who sent a message, Maki from WOW. If we all have prevented the unplanned pregnancy and its impacts with all you mentioned, what's the effect of the family planning and condoms?
The effects of condoms. The effect.
Family planning and condoms.
Okay.
I think he's meaning injection kind of.
Okay. The effects of family planning, inclusion of condoms. You know, family planning, these are hormonal methods, and there are some moments that we find some incompatibilities while using a specific family planning method, right? And most especially, this can be experienced by women. Just to mention of condom, one of the common part of it is that it can cause allergy to some people. Some people find it irritating if they are using condom. They can inch, and they are advised to use other type of condoms or other family planning method. However, when we come to other general side effects of all the family planning method, it depends on which method you are using, although we cannot talk about them now, for now to mention them all. But few maybe to mention, some of them are headache, because of alteration in the body system. A woman can experience the headache. Sometimes PIBA, these are the common side effects that I can mention, and they are very normal.
Okay. And there is one person also who sent a message. I recommend absent yourself from sex.
Thanks so much for that comment.
That's the best.
That's very good.
Abstinence is up to 100%, yes. Sir. You mentioned it.
That's the best way. You cannot get pregnant, and you are there in the studio. Agor Chirong. Agor in Kwajok.
Thank you, Agor.
Well, Agor is really appreciating you. Yeah. And by the way, what's your message to the listener right now? I can start with Polly. Be brief, and Abraham, I'll come to you.
Take care.
Okay, my message to you all is remember the month of May is the month for midwives and nurses. Two, we need to have more midwives. We want more midwives to join us. People to join us to be trained as midwives, so that we are able to cover our community. We are able to reduce maternal death, neonatal death, stillbirth, and any other deaths caused by pregnancy and other things. And again, I will even say all mothers who are pregnant, don't stay at home. Go to health facility whereby you will be examined, and then you will be detected. If there is any risk cases, you will be referred, and then you get earlier treatment. And lastly, I will say all deliveries should be attended by skilled birth attendants, that is midwives, professional midwives, so that they know what is going on in your situation and the situation of the baby. And also, any woman, after delivering, immediately, the first month you experience bleeding, that is menstruation, come to the health facility so that you'll be prevented, you'll be provided with the family planning so that you're able to bring up your child at least 2 years.
Okay. Abraham?
Yeah, thanks so much. I just wanted to mention one thing before I put in my input complete. This month is also a month of the nurses and midwife. On the 12th of May of every year is International Nursing Day. And this year, the theme of the International Nurses Day is Resource is Nurses, a voice to lead, a vision for efficient health care. So that is for the nurses. And my own comment just to say is I want to say thanks everyone for the participation. All I can say is make use of the available health care facilities. As a young person, we have so many youth friendly centers. Lastly, we have a contact. If you have anything that you wanted to find more about Zoom 72 and adolescent health, please do follow us up as a number on 09 22 00 9497. I repeat, 09 22 00 9497. You will find a right person to answer any question regarding adolescent health.
Well, just quickly before signing out, tomorrow is also World Laughter Day. Before signing out, you guys can actually laugh.
Because yeah, that's good.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. Laughing, yeah. I even appreciate.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mm. Okay, this day, which is remembered in the first Sunday of May every year, that is tomorrow, the 2nd of May, is a very important day to commemorate in our lives. World Laughter Day is observed to raise awareness about laughter and its healing benefits. Laughing wow. is... laughing is... one, the cheapest and by far the most pleasant form of therapy or treatment in the world. It has the power to heal not only your soul but also your body. It relaxes your whole body, relieves physical tension, and boosts your immunity. Laughter also protects the heart, burns calories, lightens anger's heavy load, and may even help you to live longer. It works as an antidote for pain, stress, and conflict. Nothing works faster to bring your mind and body back into balance than a good laugh. You may have come across the phrase, laughter is the best medicine. So laugh whenever you get the chance. Even when people give you funny looks, don't stop laughing. The right kind of person will start laughing too, without even knowing why. So please stay healthy by laughing. It's really good for your health. And youth can always send questions about adolescent health to youthzone72@gmail.com or call 09 22 00 9497. And the hotlines for GBV is 623 COVID-19 6666, adolescent health immediate 885. If I didn't pick up your call, we shall continue with the same program the coming weekend. With that, we have come to the end of today's edition of Zone 72 Youth Program, which tackled International Day of the Midwife. And my guests in the studio were Madame Polly Grace, a senior midwife, and Abraham Piang, who is also a midwife working for Sanama. Thank you for participating in the show, and remember to join us again the coming Saturday at 4 p.m. for another edition of the program. My name is Winnie Eric. Until next time, stay safe.
Anina, you're beside the woman.